The small village of Wedmore, England, is fed up with trucks. Wedmore's in the county of Somerset, has about 3,000 people, and it's seen a lot of trucks barreling through town, led to Wedmore by GPS navigation systems. And some in Wedmore say they want their village to be taken off the map, removed from GPS devices, so trucks will steer clear. Wayne Hahn owns a menswear shop in Wedmore. And Mr. Hahn, I'm picturing your village as being old and picturesque with tiny little streets. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, when you say tiny little streets, we have a main road called the Borough. It's big enough that you can park cars on one side, and you do have facility to pass cars both sides of the road. That gives you a size of the actual road.
And what happens then when trucks do come down that road?
You give way to them, basically. You either reverse up or you go into the footpath or you drive into someone's drive to let the truck go past.
Is your menswear store right on that street?
It's on the main street, yes.
So you would have a front row seat to watching these trucks go by?
Oh, pretty much. They pass me every day, and you can actually hear the pounding noise that they make on the road. I suppose the pounding noise comes from the weight of the back of the lorry on the wheels themselves, you know, on the axles.
As it's banging around a bit.
Correct.
Well, I gather the concern there isn't just the noise that's caused by these trucks, but also damage that's been done. What's happened there?
Yes. On my particular house, about 10 years ago, I had a couple of lorries hit the house, and then one took the whole sort of side of the old stonework off and pulled out. I mean, one of the stones was so big, an old piece of Wedmore stone, that it fell out onto the road, and he caused damage to his truck, and he caused damage to my property. I think that was the worst problem that I had. Other problems more recently are actually walls being brought down by lorries on corners, cars being collected as they come around the corner. There's quite a lot of car damage.
It sounds like some of these problems may have predated GPS. Are you saying that because of GPS navigation systems now that you're seeing more trucks and it's getting worse?
More trucks are coming through, yes, yes.
Well, the idea here, as I understand it, is that you or some people in town at least would like the folks who make the maps for GPS to basically take Wedmore right off of the map. The people, though, who do those maps say, you know, we can't do that. We can't just pretend a town doesn't exist.
No, no. If you remove from a map, then on private cars, they wouldn't be able to get it either. So, I mean, you'd have to make it that these roads are not used or are not suitable for heavy goods vehicles. And I think, you know, you have to have a certain amount of mileage with lorries going through, and we understand that. But it's quite often these lorries use us as a shortcut.
So you'd like the GPS folks to put some sort of bright red warning on that route that says trucks
not,
steer
not
clear.
Not suitable for heavy goods vehicles.
Hmm. Mr. Hahn, what's the reaction of people? What have you seen among folks in the village there when these trucks come through?
Shall I say a little road rage on occasions? They get out of their car and they just say, you know, why are you coming through here? These roads are not suitable. We have a small village, you know, and then you start a whole argument situation.
Is this what a lot of people in town are talking about?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much. I mean, I think if you spoke to anyone here in Wedmore, they would say the same thing. We have a problem with the lorries.
Well, Mr. Hahn, thanks for talking to us about this problem you're having there in Wedmore.
Thank you.
Wayne Hahn owns the Borough Venture menswear store in the heart of Wedmore, England. Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.